Civic City Joint Water Sanitary Authority Budget Committee meeting will come to order. We are meeting at the Kiawanda Community Center virtually as well as in person. The roll call. Just go around. I don't know everybody's first name, so just announce yourself.
Ann Price.
Kathy Staraska.
Karen Matthews.
I'm not on the budget committee.
Oh.
Scott Cole.
Luann Anderson.
Tom Donahue.
I'm John Wesley.
Okay. First item.
And we have
Gary Link. Excuse me. First item of business is to elect a chair. Do I hear a nomination? And
I would like to nominate Scott Culp to be chair.
I second.
We have a motion and a second to nominate Scott Culp as chair. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. You have the gavel, sir.
Choo-choo. Railroad. I think we need a secretary. Nominations are now open for secretary.
Why do I need
I'll nominate Karen Matthews.
What's the secretary?
I'll second.
You don't have to do it.
Move the second for Karen Matthews. Any other nominations? All those in favor of Karen Matthews for secretary?
Aye.
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 What does Karen have to do?
The only thing Karen is going to have to do is sign the minutes once they get approved next month.
You're taking the minutes?
It's hard. I will do the minutes, yep.
You have to sign the minutes.
I have to.
But I'll tell you better read them carefully.
Yeah. just in case I threw
something
else in there.
Yeah, she's sneaky like that.
Okay, I think we all have our books. And looks like somebody's got some highlighters. I'll start off the meeting here with a message from the budget officer, John.
Thank you. I'm sure everybody's read the budget message. What I have done in the past and what I think continues to be a good idea is I've highlighted some of the highlights of the budget message, and I think it would be good to read those just for the benefit of the public. So I'll go through some of the highlights from the budget message, and I'll read these directly for the items that I think are noteworthy. The Pacific City Joint Water Sanitary Authority budget is comprised of six separate funds and is proposed in a format that facilitates transparency and sound financial management. It is our intention to submit and manage the budget in the most open and straightforward manner possible, which will promote consistent and careful management of all resources. The preparation of the budget begins with input from staff members and the board. This input, coupled with a projection of authority reserves, revenues, and expenditures, provides a sound basis for effective financial management. The five-member budget committee and the PCJWSA Board of Directors meet publicly to review the budget documents as proposed by the budget officer. The budget committee reviews the proposed budget, neither revises the proposed figures or approves them as presented.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
So, is Luann serving as a budget committee or as a board member?
As a board member. Once the budget committee approves the budget, it is then published in summary form in a local newspaper of general circulation. On June 11th, 2024, a public hearing will be held to obtain additional ratepayer comments. At the advertised public hearing, the board will hear public testimony regarding the proposed budget previously approved by the budget committee. The Board of Directors will formally adopt the budget by resolution on June 25th, 2024. PCJ operates six separate funds. Those funds are as follows: the 002 Master Plan Fund, the 003 Bonded Debt Fund, the 004 Sewer System Development Charge Fund, which is the SDCs and the Capital Improvement Charges, The 005 Water System Development Charge, STC, Capital Improvement Charge Fund. The 104 Sewer Operation and Maintenance Fund and the 105 Water Operation and Maintenance Fund. In the 24-25 budget analysis, we have included the 23-24 year-to-date actual revenues and expenses through April 30th, 2024. So in other words, the budget information is 2 years before the end of the fiscal cycle.
Two months.
Or 2 months. Mm-hmm. 2 months before the end of the fiscal cycle. The Master Plan Fund was serving as the Master Plan Fund for the wastewater treatment plant improvements. This fund was closed at the beginning of the 21-22 fiscal year, and the money was transferred to the 003 Fund for Wastewater Treatment Plant Revenue Bond Debt. The Bonded Debt Fund, this fund is used to service the debt on the May 2007 General Obligation Bond. During fiscal year 24-25, PCJWSA will levy $396,000 in property taxes. The Sewer System Development Charge Capital Improvement Charge Fund is used for financing sewer capital improvements and is not used for day-to-day operational expenses. The fund's main source of revenue are system development charges and capital improvement charges. SDCs are adjusted on July 1st each year based on the Engineering News Record Construction Cost Index. This calculation method indicates that we should increase our SDC rates by 2.4% for the next fiscal year. For this budget cycle, we have also projected the need for 10 new sewer service connections. An item of note, in 2013, PCJWSA obtained a 10-year, 1.75% interest, $500,000 loan from TLC Federal Credit Union. Money from the loan was used to offset some of the costs associated with the construction of the airport pump station. Monthly debt service payments of $4,586 began in June 2014 and are serviced by the monthly sewer CIC. This loan will be completely paid off with our May 2024 payment.
Yay!
The current budget fiscal year 23-24 authorizes a capital improvement charge of $5 per user per month. We are proposing no increase for the fiscal year 24-25 budget. The Water System Development Charge Capital Improvement Charge Fund is used for financing water capital improvements and is not used for day-to-day operational expenses. The fund's main source, again, are system development charges and capital improvement charges, and these SDCs are also adjusted on July 1st of each year. Our calculations indicate that we should increase our SDC rates by 2.4% for the water system as well for the next fiscal year. We have projected the need for 10 new water service connections. So 10 sewer service and 10 water service we are projecting needs for during the next year. The Sewer and Water Operations and Maintenance Funds are used to pay the day-to-day operating expenses of the authority. The 105 and 104 fund expenses are paid for with monthly water and sewer user fees. I want to highlight a couple of things from the 104 and 105 funds for the fiscal year 23-24. During that fiscal year, revenue is up in the 104 fund by 14.99%. and 23.30% in the 105 fund. We believe these numbers were to be expected as we raised service rates 12.5% and 22% respectively. It should be noted that payroll-related expenses are up about 11.2% in the 104 fund and 11.8% in the 105 fund. This was to be expected since we added an 11th full-time employee to our staffing roster during fiscal year 23-24. Materials and supplies expenses also increased in the 105 fund by 5.7%. Our proposals for the 2024-2025 fiscal year, we have been notified by SDIS that our property casualty insurance rates are going up by 20% beginning in July 2024, which is significant. In addition, we are expecting the price for parts, materials, supplies, and services to increase again during the next year. Therefore, we are proposing a 2% increase to our service rates for the 24-25 fiscal year. In conclusion, PCJWSA has faced many financial challenges during the previous fiscal year, including inflation, supply chain issues, funding capital improvement projects, and maintaining aging infrastructure. Balancing these needs by managing our resources efficiently and passing increased operating costs to our customers is critical to our future financial well-being. PCJWSA continues to address these challenges with integrity, resourcefulness, and fiscal responsibility, which we believe are reflected in this fiscal year 2024-2025 budget. And that is the budget.
Thank you, John.
Then we get to see the insurance.
What's that?
I said, then we get to see the insurance.
Yes, I would like to add something to the insurance. We recently had an assortment of our buildings reappraised, so I believe that their values are going to go up, so our insurance will go up there as well. So it may be more than 20%.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Well, that's the same as everybody. Your car insurance, your homeowner's insurance. Yep.
Thank you, John. As we page through this book, which I think we'll probably do here as we look at each fund, and then at the conclusion we'll come up with our remarks if we have any, and accept it or alter. The one page here I turn to immediately, it says important message about your district's insurance. So it looks like there's a message there. It's gone up. I'm sure the important message wasn't it's going to go down, right?
I did have one question on this. Where it talks about for this budget cycle, we have projected the need for 10 new water and 10 new sanitary service connections. What do you think that's going to happen? I mean, I guess I'm curious what you think.
Is it a need or an expectation?
It's an expectation. We have to make a prediction or a projection on what we would expect to receive in revenue for those connections. And actually,
it's pretty common for us to get about 10 a year.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, that seems to be normal.
That's about our average.
Right now we have 10, but we still have a month and a half left, and I know there are several people out there that are building that have not paid their SDCs yet.
Okay.
So I do expect them to come in about June 29th, June 30th, before the rates go up.
Yeah.
Because I know that there's a number of new houses.
I was going to say,
construction's beginning to pick up again.
Yes. I guess I was thinking 10 seems low.
10
seems like a low number to me, but maybe it's not.
It's a guesstimate kind of thing.
Yeah,
really.
You got to have something for the budget. It's a budget.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing here is a budget.
Better to have it low and reach it than to have it high and count on that money and ever happen.
What is that total now? How much is it going to cost?
For SDCs?
Yeah.
About 28,500.
How much?
28,500.
28,500 to hook up?
For both combined.
Yeah, combined.
Water and sewer.
Combined, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's what now? Or
that's right now.
That's not with the increase.
With the two, I could do the math.
It's going to be.
Yeah.
Well,
for next year. But it is fun. Well, then that always depends. Is it single family dwelling?
Yeah.
Are we going to get another apartment complex?
Right. Commercial? Whatever.
And what's up?
Hey, John. I guess it was interesting where that 2% increase number comes from. Is that?
Are you talking about the 2%? Are you talking about the 2% for our service rates SDCs? Or the 2.4% increase in SDCs?
The service rate, because you know, after looking at your insurance and stuff, I expected that number to be higher. So
we have noticed that we're not spending as much money on certain things. We had a huge drop in chemicals this year. We moved to a different kind of chemical that is cheaper and a lot more efficient. So we saved almost $50,000 on that this year. Alone. But we wanted to make sure that we did jump up just a little bit. That way we don't have such a drastic change like we did last year in the service rates for the customer.
And it looks like you got a lot of increased revenue because of that change last year.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, thanks.
We're not going to be paying $5,000 a month on that loan either.
That too.
Right. That too. Yeah. The loan gets retired.
Or $4,000,
whatever. So then that money gets to go elsewhere.
So can I ask about the interest earned?
That's my question.
In general, because the numbers are hopping all over the place, and I know interest rates are up.
So our money that's in LGIP, the local government investment pool, there was a time during COVID where we were only gaining about 0.5%. We're now gaining 5.2%.
Mm-hmm.
And when we did the budget last year, we jumped it up a little bit, but we did not expect it to increase this much. So we're gaining about $25,000 a month in just interest. And I don't think it's going to go down anytime soon.
Because it seemed like the different funds had sort of different types of increases.
Yes, they all have a different balance.
Exactly, the balances are changing.
Yeah, the LGIP interest rate is the same, but the balances differ by fund.
Correct.
So.
Yeah.
So when you figure out how much, like the 2024 actual, how do you figure that since the year isn't over?
That's as of April 30th. So it is higher than that right now, and will be higher than that at the end of June. And we will give you guys a budget status before the budget adoption meeting, so you guys will be able to see closer to the actual, but it still won't be entirely because June won't be over.
Okay.
Because we have to actually close out the budget year before we have the actual final figures.
Which you will get at the July business meeting.
Yeah.
Okay. So our funds are operating funds. Approximately what do we carry in our checking account?
We have to keep it below 500,000 because we are only insured for 500,000.
And then the rest of our funds, in this case, $7.5 million, is in the...
In the LGIP.
Local Government Investment Fund.
And you can take that money in and out without penalties?
Yes. There is usually a 5-cent charge.
5 cents?
But, yeah, 5 cents, like a nickel. It's almost without a charge.
Why
did they?
And our local bank is here.
Thank you.
So we're going to go through each fund, or?
Yeah, I thought we'd just go through each fund and questions as we move along, and we'll progress with that. And so I think the first one up is the bond of debtor. 03, right?
Yes.
Comments?
Revenues? No. Where's the expense? Expenses. You have a contingency of $1.3 million. For restricted bond payment, wastewater treatment plant, and the reserve bond transfer, wastewater treatment plant. We always have a working capital, which was forwarded from the previous year. Mm-hmm. Is the contingency totals of $1.7 million? Will that be our working capital for the following budget?
It will be part of it. Yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to understand how that works. Thank you.
Any questions or?
You have any comments, Rachel?
I'm sure you guys can see under the bond principal payments that we have not made our payments yet because they're due in June.
Right.
So but they will be coming out.
Any comments? Questions? And the next one is the sewer SDC, SCIC Fund 004.
This is the one I had a question on the
first.
Because if we've gotten 43,000 mm-hmm. so far, is the fund balance really going down that much? The 15 is reasonable, or did that carry over from last year?
It probably, we will probably make more than 15 next year, but I'm being conservative on that. In case interest rates do go down. If we do make more than that, we just can't spend it.
So the interest rate isn't a locked interest rate. It changes all the time.
Yep. It's just a projection, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it just seemed like this one was the same as last year, where on the other fund, we went from 4,000 to 30,000.
Yes.
4 to 10. Yeah, so these other ones increased quite a bit, and this one did not. That was just
We probably should have increased the 003 last year. I think that was just an oversight.
Any questions? Further questions on 004 there?
Yes, I do. On the project list and cost, I see we have under equipment, we have safety equipment, an atmosphere checker for $1,000. But under the...
Oh, you're looking in the detail.
But in the expenditures, safety equipment is listed as $5,000, not under capital outlay.
Just in case there's other safety equipment throughout the year that we need, hard hats, safety glasses. Other safety vests, things like that.
You just happen to list this one item.
That's the exciting one.
What the heck is it?
Thought you guys might...
What is that?
I'm trying. You're talking about the
atmosphere checker.
The atmosphere checker. That is to monitor for toxic atmospheres in confined spaces before we enter them.
Okay. Yes.
Oh, how do you do? Well, okay. Another time. Another question.
So some of these, like, maybe it's just that I don't understand. It's like on the engineering here where you have adopted an actual, you know, 200,000 and then actual zero. Is it just because we haven't paid that yet?
We haven't spent it.
Okay. But are we going to?
Probably not. It really depends on what kind of projects we have going on at the time. We didn't do a lot of sewer projects this year because we were working on RuPaul.
It just seems like high because it went from 1,700 to 400 and then 200,000 all of a sudden. So,
well, if we don't put it in there, we can't spend it ever.
Yeah. So and then this year you've got 100,000 in there.
Yeah, we don't expect too heavy a lot of engineering costs.
Okay.
We are actually going to have an engineering bill that's going to go in there soon. We just haven't got the bill yet for the standby power project and the construction standards that we are hoping to get the ball rolling on.
Okay.
I have one more question under expenses. Rolling stock, the crane truck and the small work truck. Didn't we budget those for last year?
Yes.
Yes, we're having to roll those over.
Because we didn't spend it.
We're still waiting on the vehicle we ordered.
And it won't be here until the new fiscal year.
This is maybe August.
Hopefully August.
It makes budgeting tricky.
It does.
Nope,
I'm done.
Yeah?
I'm done.
Sure.
Yeah. Well.
Moving right along.
I can find something if you want.
Gary, you doing okay?
Just want to make sure you're...
I'm just trying to keep up.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, we're moving on along to 005.
So on the interest earned on this one, as you can see, we budgeted for $7,000. We've made $72,000. Okay. Mm-hmm. We budgeted $7,000 because we thought we were going to have a lot of expenses. We're going to be spending all of that money.
Right.
And that didn't happen. So then we just accrued interest on it for the rest of the year.
So then the 40 is thinking that you're going to spend it again.
We might spend a little bit. We'll see.
But that is always the tricky thing in projecting interest, because you've got that money there to do something with, and if we can't spend it for whatever reason, like waiting for 8 months for a truck.
Uh-huh. Anything else on this page?
So on the next page, new construction, $1,500,000. That's a big number.
It's a huge number.
So what new construction are we anticipating?
We have a couple different things. We've got shop expansion. We need a new roof on the west shop, and we're going to put lighting in there. Asphalt. We're working on security fencing, the bridge pipeline project. All of these things are not going to add up to $1,500,000, but that's where the majority of our projects come out of, is out of that line item. So if we do have the extra money and the extra time, we could do another project because we budgeted money for it.
Okay.
Well, the wastewater side's in pretty good shape as per the master plan. If you recall, we anticipate a large number of projects for the water side, which we really haven't got a funding for yet. But we'll do the best we can.
And we still have a lot to spend there before the end of the year.
I don't know if we're going to.
Okay. I mean, because we had budgeted $1,700,000 almost.
Right. And part of that was we projected that the Rupel project was going to cost $1,000,000 or something, and then the bid came in at like 450,000, 500,000.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it was projected at 850,000
at the low end,
and it came in at about 430.
Yeah, so that was a surprise.
Ferry Street going to be a similar replacement, or is that just a small? It looks like it's quite a bit smaller.
Yeah, it's a smaller job, but it's a priority job. The master plan, I believe, lists it as number 3 in our priority list.
We have a lot of leaks there, don't we?
Yeah. It's older pipe. It's undersized. It's, I believe that's another situation where the pipe is all glued joints as opposed to restrained joints and so forth. So it's high on our list.
Any other questions?
So are we anticipating that staff's going to get an increase in pay? Is that included in your numbers?
That's part of it, yes.
That'd be on the maintenance for the operation.
Yeah.
In the 104.
Mm-hmm. 105.
It is an expectation that at some point our staff will get raises, but also most of them are working on certifications, and they get raises with that too, so we have to factor in, do we think they're going to maybe get something done this year? Are they going to get 2, 3?
Mm-hmm. There's been such a great increase in lately. That activity in
we
the
have,
last
we have a
couple of years. That
we're fortunate
it's even,
to have a very qualified crew.
Yes. That's good.
Thank you, John.
They did all the work.
So you've got 0 for grounds maintenance.
Who's doing the grounds maintenance?
We have a landscaping company. We, many, many moons ago, we had a groundskeeper on staff. And we no longer hire anybody for that position, so we usually don't put any money in that fund.
So it's a contracted position rather than a...
Right now, yeah.
I don't recall, you have $10,000 for overtime on the, so I'm assuming there's $10,000 on the other side too.
I believe so.
Is that fairly common, John?
Yeah, I, you know, overtime does still happen. Since we've gone to a 4-10 schedule, overtime has actually been reduced because of that alone.
Like $8,000.
You know, we still have things go wrong in the middle of the night, require call-outs. Call-outs are mandatory 2 hours of time and a half. It still happens, and it's still something we have to anticipate.
And $4 for uniforms?
I'm supposed to say $4,000. Thank you for catching that.
I think somebody had mentioned that earlier.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. The numbers at the bottom still add up.
That's a strange uniform that costs $4.
It is.
I'm not sure I want to see it.
Any other comments? Questions?
Mine says for that, but they definitely are not kind of.
So what's an NPDES permit?
That's a National Pollution Discharge Elimination System.
Yeah. Okay.
It's the permit that we need in order to discharge our wastewater into the river.
Okay, got it. I just didn't know what it stood for. Not that we're going to do that.
No.
But we have a permit.
We do have a permit. Those of you that were at the board meeting, our last board meeting, you see where we have administrative assistant down there funded?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. So are we still on 104 or we moved on to 105?
I've moved on.
Okay. So we're on 105 water operator.
Is everybody on the same fund?
No.
Luann is the...
I am.
Questions, comments?
Why is there a fire hydrant revenue, $1,000? What's that?
We sell bulk water.
Aha. Okay. Dumb question.
Occasionally. It's not. It doesn't happen that often.
Bulk water. Okay.
So these companies that do directional drilling with water tanks and stuff, they buy water from us. And that's one example.
Mm. Have we ever done anything with a customer assistance program?
Not in a long time.
Yeah.
Nobody's ever donated to it since I've been here as a customer. And I've only ever had one customer utilize it. There's some very strict steps you have to follow to qualify.
Then you have to go through care or somebody?
You do have to go through care. They vet everybody for us so that we know that they qualify.
Yeah, they vet them for you? Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we don't, our staff doesn't get directly involved in people's personal finances. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Are we pretty well staffed now? We said you had somebody.
We have, we did receive a notice of somebody leaving us just last week, however, and I haven't had a chance to tell the board yet. So we will, we've already started to advertise for the position. It'll be an operator and training position, an entry-level position. But yes, yeah, so we are shy, well, not yet, but within a week we'll be shy one staff member.
Any more questions on 105? Next page. Still keeping everything lit with the street lights, huh?
We are. Actually, we are proposing a decrease in the streetlight expense because we have more houses, but we haven't got more streetlights, so we can lower that by 2 cents for everybody every month.
By 2 cents?
By 2 cents.
2 cents. Well, that's nice.
It'll be 43 cents now.
Woo-hoo. Make sure you highlight that.
Yes. We'll put it on the website.
So it's been a long time since we've added streetlights.
It has.
Actually, we don't do it, right?
No.
PUD does the work.
PUD does the work.
But we pay the PUD bill.
We pay the PUD bill, and we kind of pass it off to the customer.
Right.
But there is a form that you have to get a bunch of signatures if you want one taken out or put in. So you have to. You and your neighbors need to agree to get the streetlight.
Okay. There just haven't been any requests.
No requests, no.
And no requests to take any out either.
Not recently.
I think the only one that we've really added since I've been here has been one for us.
For us. And that went on our bill, not the streetlight
yes,
bill.
Yes.
Well, in the new technology in those, they have a lot of them are dimmable.
Yes.
So if
yes.
people are annoyed by the bright light, they can talk to PUD about getting it turned down.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Huh.
And they can yeah. they can also call us, and we can call PUD on the behalf and get the poll number and whatnot.
Yeah. Well, and they can put those
they're
down
handy.
Lights, and mm-hmm. instead of just bright
everywhere, right.
they're down.
Yeah, they're PUD's done a lot to try to refine that
yeah. mm-hmm.
that technology or that equipment.
I noticed you didn't publish anything over a 2-inch line on water and sewers before you've gone. Quite a bit further left. Is that because we just don't have any customers that use those?
Partially. It was something in our SDC methodology that they pretty much wrote out anything over 2 is just going to have to be engineered at that point.
Yeah.
And you'll have to determine
that was,
how much
that was
cost.
The recommendation from our SDC consultants.
Through our master plan?
Through our master mm-hmm. plan. yeah, those should be taken on an individual basis and factored in a variety of considerations.
I recall it was something like $175,000 or something. The last time we published it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. That's probably the fairest way to do it.
And the likelihood of us
a major customer like that, it's hard to say around
yeah,
here.
Yeah, it's not likely that we would.
We'd have to get an aquarium or something.
Yeah.
Have to drill a well for them.
Yeah.
So where are we?
My book's different than your guys' book. I don't know where are you.
Okay.
Well, I think we were still on the 105.
Yeah.
I think we went past that.
Okay.
So I think that puts you guys into the rate history
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Because those intervening pages are just the fine detail of what we just discussed. Mm-hmm. So we're on to water rates.
So then the new rate will be $103.38.
That'll be the minimum for a residential. Yeah.
Residential. Now it's 101.70.
And this is just the breakdown here.
This is the,
yes, everything in red is the increase of the 2%.
So we're going to be well in tune with inflation, our goal for inflation.
Yes.
Federal Reserve will be very happy with you.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I looked this up. It's not even 2%. It's 1 point something. Yeah. So.
It's variable. Hopefully it's not too drastic. I don't think it'll be too low. I just don't want it to scare people because we get a lot of phone calls. Mm-hmm. Did you raise rates?
We did.
I put a note on your bill several months ago. We're still getting calls about last July. Did you guys raise rates? Yeah, about 8 months ago.
Yeah.
Okay, where are we now? Okay,
move on to the system development charges.
After this page. Next page.
This page.
That's where I am. I'm there. No, next one more. This is what I was looking at. This is that wage.
Oh,
it's just.
Yeah, we go off it's of just the government. It's just information.
Yeah. How the wages are determined and the increases and stuff.
So we were on water rates and fees and charges. Mm-hmm. Are we moving on to system development charges now, then?
And those went up 2.4%, correct?
It did. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the only things we're not changing are the service mapping and the inspection fees because they don't cost us an extra 2.4%. And meters are still within the 225 range. So I don't think that we need to raise those rates yet.
Next.
Anything else on that?
No. I shall. Thank you. Right at you. You should say 24 at the bottom.
Yes.
Oh. Yes, this is just informational.
This is kind of the background information to what we've just been through.
Yeah. That one's specifically for the labor sector.
And our fees were up what? Still 2.4 or was that 3?
2%.
2%.
2%.
To see this list of projected costs of projects we plan on doing.
These are our best,
of course.
Yes,
exactly. And you can't guess what you don't know is going to come your way. Mm-hmm. When the airport lift station flooded, mm-hmm. everything went to that.
So on this projected list of project costs and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Are all of these included in the budget, or we have something you mentioned it's in the budget, but lab equipment?
They're included in.
They're included in the budget. But what you mm-hmm. when you say atmosphere checker and 005 also.
It's split. There's 50% in 004, 50%
okay.
in 005.
Okay.
We can use it on both sides.
Okay. What are we asphalting?
Our parking lot.
In the back area where we drive around and the trucks drive around.
You're not going to the streets, right?
Only our own stuff.
They were out on Sand Lake Road in Cherry and Marty. They were laying asphalt in the potholes.
Yes. Trying to fix potholes, but they're doing a lousy job.
Well, and I would compare some of the roads in our own yard to be some of the worst in
I don't know, you haven't been from my house.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I have people knocking on my door.
To their house, their car disappeared.
Suppose you'll get that small work truck this year? You think?
Maybe.
Yeah.
It's just hard to know.
Well, from my perspective, that was a pretty good job, Michelle. Thank you.
Yeah,
yes.
Good job, Michelle.
Thank you both for all of this. So,
that security fencing and cameras and whatnot, are we protecting ourselves from the outside coming in, or what's the...
That's it. We had hoped to accomplish more of this during the last fiscal year, but this has to do with our own security at our facilities.
Because
we had somebody break in and steal some stuff.
And then Oceanside here a couple of years ago had somebody put some stuff in one of their reservoirs and caused a complete shutdown of their system.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there are some nefarious people out there, and you have to... Basic common sense security is what you need, and sometimes we ain't got enough.
Well, I think they've got... Haven't they got the Meals for Wheels truck or something? There, people are coming in there and...
Right here.
It's locked in the storage unit now.
Knocking a hole in the gas tank and getting the gas out of there.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Multiple times.
Yeah, multiple times.
Now it's locked in the storage unit.
Right here.
Wow. Yeah.
I mean, and this is why we need the new shop building and keeping our equipment undercover and locked up.
And our hand trucks are outside right now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not the cost of gas.
No, it's not the gas. It's the repair costs.
And they had here, what was it, a month or so ago, a group of young people coming through with a baseball bat and beating in windows and knocking signs down. And I mean,
I didn't even hear about that.
Yeah, I didn't either.
In Kiwanis Shores, they did, tore a couple signs down and broke some windows. And,
people do that in my neighborhood.
They said they got together on YouTube or something. Yeah. Not YouTube, but TikTok.
Yeah.
I'd like to learn TikTok out. I don't have an account, though, so I guess I'm not going to be able to have it.
Well, folks, where are we?
We're at the budget approval.
Back to where, do we have any public questions and comments?
Yeah.
We did not have any inquiries.
Not much public hearing.
No inquiries, okay.
Maybe by the public hearing, if you will.
Yeah, the public hearing is June 14th, something like that.
June 11th?
It was in here.
Right before the board meeting. We have it right before the board meeting.
Okay.
And then we go into the
I know
meeting.
It's in here. June 11th.
Mm-hmm. It usually takes less than 5 minutes.
And those get noticed in the Headlight Herald.
They will.
Yeah.
With our per usual.
LB1. So that's the day before our...
It's the day of.
The day of. So then on June 25th.
That'll be the budget adoption meeting where the board will get together and you guys will make a motion on a resolution
to adopt
the appropriations, salaries, and levying taxes.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Any other questions? Were there any additions or corrections you would like to put into the budget?
Looks good to me.
I think there are just a couple of little things.
Gary has.
So then you said that it was formed, it was being adopted.
That was under 104 under uniforms.
So does that like get recalculated somehow?
All of the numbers are still correct. It was because it wasn't a formula.
It just shows.
So I'll just have to change it to 4,000 instead of 4.
Instead of 4,
the total on the spreadsheet, but totals were all correct.
All right, it's been kind of hard to follow everything, but
sorry.
The number that really matters to me is that 103.38 compared to 101.71. So it seems like you've done a great job in the environment keeping that down.
Thank you.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Ready for a motion?
Yeah, I'm ready for a motion. I'd like to make a motion to accept the budget as written.
I make that motion.
I'll second it.
We move to second. We accept the budget as written. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Budget's passed.
Budget's
passed. I'd like to say thank you. Michelle, thank you, and John for a great job. We went through it in a hurry, but I knew a lot of work went into this. I appreciate it.
A lot of work, a lot of planning.